Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. Dr. Gary Schilling is here, ladies and gentlemen, and one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, one of the most respected and famous members of our Brain Trust. His work and his words are revered by people all over the world. His Insight monthly report is legendary. His books are outstanding. The Age of Deleveraging. Is that the new one, Gary?
Yeah, that's the latest one.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Investment Strategies for a Decade of Slow Growth and Deflation. He's Mr. Deflation, folks. He's written at least two books on the topic, which brings me, Gary. And by the way, folks, I encourage you to go to this toll-free number and subscribe to his Insight publication, 888-346-7444. I'll give that number out a little bit later on, or agaryschilling.com. Gary, commodities. You've done quite a bit of reporting on commodities. What do we need to know? Most people in the audience don't track commodities that much. We use them and we know about them, but we don't really track them as an indicator as much as we probably should. Help us out with that. What should we be looking for?
Well, commodities are very, very cyclical. I mean, they rise in strong economic growth times, and they fall and usually fall ahead of difficult times. And right now they're declining. My favorite commodity is copper, because copper is used in almost any manufactured product, whether
right.
whether it's a computer, whether it's a machine, a car,
it's very
plumbing
handy,
fixtures,
isn't it?
And so on. and copper doesn't have any constraints, artificial constraints on the supply or demand. It's not like oil, where you've got OPEC on the supply side, having some semblance of control. And so copper is a good indication of what's going on in the world in terms of industrial production. And it's been declining.
Huh.
The point is that there's just an awful lot of supply out there.
You think copper is a canary, so to speak?
It is. Yeah, it is. It's a very, very good indicator of what's going on. But you also see other things that are going on. Of course, the decline of oil prices. I've written about the fact that, you know, if you go back 10-20 years ago, everybody thought that the world was going to run out of crude oil. It was the peak supply. Now people are realizing that with the conservation, with the renewables and so on, and that we're going to have a peak in oil demand probably
right.
in the next 10 or 20 years, which is a very different world. When you think about OPEC and other countries that really have nothing else to produce and export except
like
oil.
And Russia.
And Russia.
Talk about the impact on geopolitics when Russia doesn't have anything to sell. How about that?
Yeah. Well, that's obviously an important point, because Russia is very much a commodity-driven economy, and oil is their principal export. They export amber too. I don't know
right.
what you use an amber for, but they export amber. But it's really oil. Now, of course, right now, it's really Russia and Saudi Arabia that have taken over that kind of cartel leadership. OPEC is a broader group. Russia isn't in it, but Russia and the Saudis are trying to control oil. But they have different purposes. I mean, oil now, international oil is about $60 a barrel. The Russians need $88 a barrel to balance their budgets.
Mm-hmm.
The Saudis, I'm sorry. Now the Russians, they've got much lower costs, so they have a different. They don't want higher prices. They're content with lower prices because
right.
they can increase their volume exports because
mm-hmm.
they can make money at $40 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So you got conflicts of interest, and
right.
I kind of think that's over. And what's happening in oil? It's the American frackers. Hydraulic fracturing.
Right.
Those are the guys that are really taking over. We are now the biggest oil producer
That's
in the
right.
world. We've surpassed both Saudi Arabia and Russia.
And look at the economic, global economic and geopolitical leverage that gives America. It's amazing, isn't it?
It really does. And you know, one of my themes, Jim, has been a strengthening dollar. I think it's going to continue, and that's one of the forces behind it. Is this ending of our dependence on energy imports?
What do you see commodities as an indicator of the future, or how much do you see commodities as a causation of where the economy is going, not just a trading indicator or even maybe even a leading indicator, but actually the vector of commodities causing the economy to go a certain way?
I'd say it's more an indicator of the strength of the economy. A couple of reasons I say that. One is, as economies grow, and whether it's a developed country like the U.S. or a developing country like China, as incomes grow, people spend more on services and less on goods, proportionally.
Right.
You know, the idea is that you can have only so many cars in your driveway, so many washing machines in your house, but you can spend almost infinite money on travel, recreation, health care, and so on. So you have that natural tendency of goods, which are where commodities go, being less important than services. The second point is we've got a marvelous chart that traces commodity prices corrected for inflation back to 1750. I don't know about 1749, but from 1750 on, the situation clear. They have had a steady decline. This is inflation adjusted. Mm-hmm. And you get spikes in wars, Civil War, World War One, World War Two, oil embargoes
right.
in the 1970s. But otherwise, it's a steady decline in inflation adjusted.
And by the way, folks, Gary and I both were reporting on this in 1750. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about deflation and the stock market after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.